Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Back to another episode of Gumbo. Hey, you know it's Dugo out here. We got another week of fantasy football. I hope y'all enjoyed the little bit of a break. We had Thanksgiving going on. I hope y'all got your grub on and all that good shit. I know I did. Got all a little bit of hunting too. You know, we gotta do some of that shit. It was a good time. Back to the topic though, like J. Cole said. We got a hell of a lineup. We got a hell of a Thursday night game to lead us off into this weekend. So let's just get into it, boys. Let's get into it. We got Green Bay versus Detroit. If I'm not mistaken, is that Detroit? So realistically, it's going to be a fast track, right? It's going to be in a dome. You don't got to worry about none of the snow, any of the wind that you would get in Green Bay. So I think it's going to probably be one of the more high scoring affairs between this matchup, with all of the people on the defensive side for both teams being out, like an Aiden Hutchinson or Jair Alexander for the Packers. So that being said, I think we got to start a lot of the folks. Yeah, that's kind of a little wild. I do think that we need to, though, if I'm going to keep it honest, I think starting a lot of these cats is going to be, I think, advantageous for everyone, you know. So I think just to start it out, you know, I'm thinking Josh Jacobs, if he's a go, right? I believe he is. Yeah, he's cleared to play Thursday, so he's going to be a go. Let's assume he's probably going to be 100% as well, folks, at least 90. So let's assume he's still going to get about 20 carries or so. So 100% of start. And then I'm looking at David Montgomery for the Lions. I would definitely start him. Jay Love. Jared Goff, I would probably start as well. I would assume he probably gets another 270 yards, I bet. I just think that he's going to be able to kind of pick his way around this defense with Jair out. And then, you know, I think that you obviously have someone like Jaden Reed and Tucker Kraft, all viable options as well. All viable options. Like I said, with this play, guys, I think a lot of Packers, a lot of Lions. I probably wouldn't start someone like Dontavian Wicks, even with Rome Dobbs out. So this is my two cents on that. If we're keeping it all a buck. All right, let's move on. We got Sunday games. We got the Jets versus Miami. Realistically, if I had to pick out a couple players that you could probably start, if Breece Hall plays, obviously you could start him. Garrett Wilson, I think he's still startable. And then I realistically think I think that Tua is going to get his shit together this week. He has to, right? Like, if he's not playing in the cold, he seems to be doing pretty decent. So let's assume that Tua, Devon Achane, Tyreek Hill, if he plays, they'll all be doing very well this weekend. And I'd even sprinkle in some Jalen Waddle as well. Moving on, we got a big matchup, if you ask me. This is one of the larger matchups of the weekend between the Falcons versus the Vikings. And it's realistically just because it's a grunge game or a grunge match, revenge game, whatever you want to call it, between Cousins and this, you know, Vikings team. I realistically think that it's going to be the Vikings getting the upper hand this week. That being because I think KOC, the coach, knows how to defeat Cousins. I think that over the years, that's just one of the things that he kind of developed an understanding for. And so I think that he's going to help him out on the defensive side for sure this week. That being said, I still think that Bijan Robinson's still going to have a hell of a week. And I would assume Aaron Jones probably gets a touchdown or two as well, if you ask me. Not really sure how I feel about Darnell Mooney this week, realistically. It might be another week where you might want to start Ray McLeod instead, realistically. And then, obviously, Jay Jetta, he's a start for sure. Maybe T-Hawk. I know the Falcons aren't the greatest defense, so you might be able to, you know, get some T-Hawk action in there as well. I'm going to keep moving on, folks. So we got the Saints versus the Giants next, which kind of a mid-ass matchup if you ask me. But, you know, Derek Carr, he's coming back into the mix if you ask me. Kind of crazy that Alvin Kamara leads the Saints in both rushing and passing this year. Just kind of wild. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty decent win for the Saints. Kamara, I think, is going to be running a lot. I don't think that Tommy DeVito is going to be starting. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Drew Locke again, so I'm not sure if you really want to throw a bunch of stock in the neighbors. It might be a heavy Tracy and Singletary week, if you ask me. I don't know. The Saints' defense isn't the greatest, and so I think they might be able to run over them and not have to utilize their quarterback. So let's look into the Giants' running backs this week, if you ask me. Moving on, we got the Panthers versus the Eagles. Pretty mid-off, if you ask me. But the Panthers haven't been doing bad as of late. You know, they've been kind of keeping it close, at least. They almost beat the Chiefs. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. How many wins they got? They got 3 wins on the year. So, I mean, was that what they had last year? I don't know. But Bryce Young has been looking a little bit better. Chuba, I know he was pissed off about a fumble or some shit like that. But obviously he's going to get his shit together for sure. I'm wondering what's going to happen with, you know, this Jonathan Brooks guy though. I mean, I think last week he had like 5 or so points if you're in like a half PPR league, I think. So he's starting to get a little bit more of a workload. I'm wondering if he's going to keep getting more integrated or what they're going to do, especially with Chuba signing a huge contract, this year. So let's see what happens with that. Xavier Leggett leading the Panthers in receiving, I believe, but Adam Thielen just had a hell of a game. So I would probably look to at least flex out like a Thielen or maybe a Xavier Leggett. Maybe. I know that this Eagles team has been pretty stellar on defense. So it's just one of those things. We'll see what happens, right? I think the Eagles are going to win pretty handily. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, AJ Brown. I wonder if is Smith gonna play? Devontae Smith, what's his? He logged a full practice, so I'd probably even get Devontae Smith in there as well. Get some of his action. Gonna move on, folks. Just gonna keep moving on. That's kind of a mid off. We got the Browns versus the Steelers now. Holy crap, guys! That Monday night game between the Browns and the Broncos, that was a hell of a game. Can't believe Jameson Winston fucking threw for that many yards and 2 pick sixes. That was wild. But if you guys haven't seen, Jerry Jeudy has the most receiving yards since Winston took over as quarterback. So I would definitely make sure that he's in your starting lineups, even with a stellar defense of the Steelers. If I'm not mistaken, the Browns beat the Ravens already this year, and I'm trying to think of who else they had beaten, but it seems like they always are like one of the upset teams. So, you know, maybe if you're looking for like a smart play to throw like a bet on or something, you might want to take the points for the Browns, because they've, as crazy as it is, they've kept every game pretty fucking close, and Winston is a mistake or two away from getting these guys more stellar wins. So I'm definitely looking towards starting Winston. If you ask me, I think that he's still going to be throwing up a bunch of yards. I think Russ Wilson, I'd probably have to get him in some sort of starting cal or a starting category, if you ask me. Not sure what you want to do with the Browns running backs, though. I mean, Jerome Ford has been taking the lion's share, and Nick Chubb sat for damn near like a whole half or quarter. So I don't understand what all that was about. But like I said, make sure to have Jerry Jeudy in there. And then also shout out my boy, George Pickens. The guy's a beast. God, I'm a big George Pickens fan. The guy is one of the best receivers in the league, if you ask me. Or at least is going to be. He's definitely up there, though. He has some of the best hands, for sure. Let's keep moving on. Let's keep it rolling. We got the Raiders versus the Buccaneers. I don't really have much for you guys on this one. I would just say, obviously, start the Brock Bowers of the world. I think Bucky Irving, he missed practice Wednesday. He wasn't even limited. So make sure you keep an eye on him. It might be a huge Rashad White game if Irving doesn't go. And if Irving doesn't go, make sure you, if you do have him, that you have like a Sean Tucker or someone to, you know, integrate with, because it's one of those things where Sean Tucker seems pretty effective on the ground as well over there. So if you got him, start him. And then Mike Evans, Kate Otten, all valuable starters, I think, this week as well. I've seen a lot of people go over McCormick. I don't know if he's really necessarily going to be all that. I mean, he had like 5 or so points this last week, right? I mean, how many touches did he actually get? So let's look. So he had 12 rushes, 62 yards, and 2 catches. I'm assuming he probably got the lion's share, right? So people are going to think that it's going to keep going. It might. I mean, right? Who knows? I'm probably not going to be starting him, if you ask me. That's McCormick for the Raiders. So if you ask me, I probably wouldn't start him. But if you're in a pinch, if you're getting a running back that's getting lion's share carries in a game, you might as well start him in a flex spot. Or running back if you are getting hit by a bye week, like with a Brian Robinson out or something like that. All right, let's keep moving on. We got one more nooner. We got the Jags versus the Titans. Classic AFC South matchup. Classic. Not going to be starting a lot of people in this matchup. I would go with the Brian Thomases of the world. Maybe Parker Washington if you're in like a big old pinch. And maybe take Bigsby to get a touchdown. Who knows? Evan Engram, he's always a decent starter if you ask me. But yeah, all in all, that's pretty much who I would all start from that matchup. We're going to move on. We got the 3 o'clock games. We got the Seahawks versus the Arizona Cardinals. I think this is going to be a great matchup. We got the first place Seahawks. Cardinals that are also in the mix. I realistically think that the Seahawks are going to win this game. But I think it's going to be one of those really great matchups, if you ask me. All in all, I am starting the JSNs of the world, the Trey McBrides of the world. James Conner, you definitely just see him in my lineup this week for sure. Kenneth Walker is questionable. He's dealing with a new health concern as of 12 minutes ago and was a limited participant in practice with an ankle and calf. What the fuck? This guy just can't stay healthy. Keep your eyes on that, folks. That's kind of bullshit if you ask me. But if you got Zach Charbonnet, great week for you, I bet. Gino, I don't know if I'm really going to be starting him unless you're like in a pinch. He's quarterback 12 currently. So you might have better options, you might not. And then, obviously, DK. I'm not sure if I'm going to do anything with Lockett, but I don't really have him in any leagues, so I don't have to worry about that one too much. We're going to move on. We got a couple more 3 o'clock games. We got this one versus the Bears versus the 49ers. So two teams that both need to get a kick in the ass. We have the Bears, who had just fired their head coach. This is going to be their first game without Eberflus or Eberloss, whatever you want to call him. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, right? Like every time someone gets fired, you think a team's going to take a big jump in energy or something, right? Like you want to think that they just stopped playing for the coach. And this is going to be a big test for the Bears. I mean, I know that the records don't say it, right? But this is going to be, I think, kind of a easier game for the 49ers. I mean, they're 5-7. They just confirmed McCaffrey's gone for the year. They also threw Jordan Mason on IR. It's not going to be a great backfield, but we see it year after year where the 49ers are just able to overcome. So I'm assuming that's going to happen this year, this year, especially this week. I think Deebo Samuel could go off. Let's see what happens, though, right? Like, maybe Eberflus was scheming up that Bears defense that was playing pretty good at the end, right? Like, they weren't losing because of their defense. They were losing because of the time management and some bullshit like that. So let's see what happens. But, yeah, I think you obviously can start the, like I said, the Debos of the world. I think Juwan Jennings is good to go. So I would definitely make sure that he's going to be starting for you. As long as Purdy's there, guys, I think that it's going to be an all right offense. Let's see what happens against a defense and a Bears team that desperately needs a win. And like I said, the 49ers desperately need one as well. So let's see what happens. Last 3 o'clock game of for us, we have the Buffalo Bills versus the Rams. Kind of a sicko matchup. I know that Rams haven't necessarily been the best team this year at 6-6, but they fought super hard every single game, if you ask me. So I think this is going to be an easier. I think that the Bills are going to win. I think that that's definitely going to happen, but I don't know if it's going to be as easy as people think. Like, the Bills did just run over. I'm trying to think of who they just beat the shit out of. It was such a lopsided. I forgot who they were playing. It was the 49ers, actually. Yeah, so they had just beat the shit out of the 49ers. Obviously, that was in Buffalo in the snow. A lot of people probably tuned out late. I know that James Cook didn't get a touch in like the fourth quarter, so I know I stopped watching personally. So it was definitely one of those things, if you ask me. But no, I think that the Bills are going to continue their run here. So I'd still, you know, like, I'm still starting the Cooper Cups of the world. I'm still starting the Kyron Williams. Why Stafford? Okay, so Stafford has a sprain in his ankle. Is expected to be fine, so whatever. He's probably going to have to throw a lot more quick passes and stuff like that. So it's probably going to work out for everyone. Even if you're a Kyron Williams holder, you might get more carries. So it's going to be okay. On the Bills side, definitely starting Josh Allen, James Cook, Khalil Shakir. I don't know what else you really want to do. I mean, Amari Cooper hasn't really done much. So that's going to be at your own risk if you want to start someone like that. And then let's see if Dalton Kincaid can get back into action. If not, I think Knox is still around too. So let's see what happens with all that good stuff. Let's move on to Sunday night. Holy shit, Sunday night. We got Justin Herbert versus Patty Mahomes. So Chargers versus Chiefs. And this is going to be in Arrowhead. Let's see what happens, guys. I really need Pacheco to do some work, and I don't know if this is necessarily the best defense they'd be asking him to be doing a bunch of work against. But I need it, right? Motherfucking needs it. I think that Travis Kelce is probably going to have a pretty decent day. And Ladd McConkey for the Chargers. Hell of a wide receiver so far. 58 catches on the year, 815 yards, 4 tutties. Like to see those numbers. But, yeah, no, I don't really have a prediction on who I think is really going to win this game. I think it's going to be a great matchup, though, so let's see what happens. Holy shit. Justin Herbert only has one interception on the year. Good for him. All it took was a coach that knew how to win. All right. Monday night, we got Cincinnati Bengals versus Dallas. This is also like that Simpsons game as well. So you can tune in if you want to watch that bullshit. This is not a great matchup, though. I think, obviously, Jamar Chase, Chase Brown, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, all start. I don't know what you want to do with CeeDee Lamb. He's obviously questionable right now. He has a shoulder, but expect to be fine. So, like I said, start him at your own risk. I feel like Cooper Rush has been doing kind of decent. How many points did he get last week? Fucking 5.9. Yeah, not amazing, but whatever. And then you got Rico, who's assumed that RB1 role. So I'd continue to keep him in your lineup as well. Not really much else going on, guys. So you know, obviously, if y'all need any advice, feel free to reach out via the gram, Twitter. Make sure to add us, and yeah, we'll see you on the flip side. Appreciate y'all tapping out those head tops, and we'll see you next time. Like Quick Trip.